The Shift Podcast, Perspective and Our Power to Change, invites us to expand our lives by changing the lens we see through. Is something different calling you? Do you ever ask yourself, is this all there is? Or have you forgotten why you're even here? Trish and Diane create insightful and empowering conversations about connecting the self, soul, nature, and community. Navigating life by choice rather than circumstance is how we make the shift to expand our humanity. The shift starts now.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Shift Podcast, where it's your perspective and your power to change. I'm your co-host, Diane McClay. I've got my other host here with me, Trish Campbell from Ontario, Canada, or slightly south and east of there. Once again, first of all, I was on vacation last week. I felt like it would be appropriate to bring in a different perspective, so it looks like I'm in the Alps. This is actually beautiful mountains of the Glacier National Park area. And as always, Trish and I think it's really important to us personally and to shifting perspective in humanity to recognize the named and unnamed people that have come before us. I had the honor and the privilege of being in the Coeur d'Alene area, northern Idaho, and also in the area of the Blackfoot, the Flathead, and the Kootenai tribes. And so I just wanted to start our show with a land acknowledgement of the people who came before us, who have been stewards of the land of these beautiful places like Glacier National Park, Flathead State Park, and all of that. And I wanted to start by also acknowledging the Confederated Tribes of the Salish and the Kootenai. They are existing tribes in these areas today, and their origins and their commitment to the upkeep of the land is what allowed me to have a great picture behind me, like what I do. So, Trish, if you don't mind, I'd like to just start with a Blackfoot prayer that I discovered while I was on my trip. Is that okay with you?
Sure, that's awesome.
Okay, so the Blackfoot prayer goes like this. Oh, Great Spirit, pour down your blessings on our children, our friends, and our guests, and give us all happy lives. Make all the trails we follow lie straight and smooth before us, and let us live to be a grand old age, for we are all your children, and we make our request with sincerity of our hearts. Mm. So I just wanted to, I felt like it was important because I had a really amazing connection to the land, my perspective shift with the mountain ranges and with the naturalness that I got to experience. Thank you for letting me bring that in to start our show.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that in. It's so beautiful. And we honor those that came before us and model that connection to our Mother Earth and provided this opportunity for us to have these conversations. And it so ties into everything we talk about in the big umbrella of things. And I know there's a lot of suffering in the world right now. So I just want to acknowledge that. And it, on a collective level, but this is why we're having these conversations, because that collective level is a result of us individually having, you know, our own suffering. And part of that is unpacking what's going on inside of us, and that ripples out into the world and makes the world much better when we're better. So that's why we're having this conversation around reframing some of the words that we use, some of the concepts that we have today. And as more and more people awaken to, we don't have to do things the way we did them always. Like, we can shift our perspective and make changes. And yes, it's uncomfortable sometimes, but when we do take the time to do that inner work with ourselves, we're shifting the world collectively. And that's why, like, talking about selfish, it's not about avoiding being selfish. It's about redefining that word and taking the negative nuance out of that. So there's so much to talk about on this topic. I mean, we could go so many different directions, but.
Right. And that's why we decided to have kind of a series about selfish. You and I are both kind of word nerds. We like understanding the origin of words. And we talked about that, you know, last week when you were gone, you guys talked about how selfish often we forget to put boundaries up around ourselves. And as you and I were talking off camera about boundaries, I realized that I actually have a personal struggle with the word boundaries. Cornelia and Karen, which, by the way, congratulations to Karen on her first podcast just before us on the Cornelia Stephanie Media Network and Transformation Talk Radio. Great job, Karen. But they talked about the concept of freedom, the freedom of time freedom, location freedom, emotional freedom, the freedom to expand our spiritual self. And what I realized after you and I had set the topic of boundaries is that boundaries feel very firm and tight. And for me, I envision a fence line, you know, a border between a country to keep people in or out. I imagine signs like no trespassing, private property, keep out. And I started to ask myself, like, what is the intent behind the boundary, right? So if you're on the outside of the boundary, it is you are supposed to stay away from or out of a place of value that someone else has set. Would you agree?
Right. Yes.
If you're inside the sign or the boundary, you're actually trying to protect something that is meaningful and valuable to you.
Yes.
So I actually want to start our boundary conversation with the fact that, one, I changed my office screen because I felt very constrained and less free by having my typical office view behind me. But I also wanted to kind of challenge our view on boundaries. And I wanted to, maybe at the end of the show, we could actually reframe it and say, instead of keeping people out and at an arm's length, maybe it is designed to help us identify what is valuable to us and then create a safe space around that from which we can invite people in.
Right.
Right. So for example, me, time is really valuable. So I'm very deliberate about who I spend my time with.
Yeah.
Right. If they don't feed me, I don't put them on my calendar. So let's flip it back to you and let's get your version of boundaries, especially when it comes to being selfish and evolving into your own personal freedom. And then let's see where that conversation leads us.
Yeah, I mean, you touched on so many points there, and it's boundaries with ourselves and around like what we're talking about. One of the things we're talking about is taking care of ourselves and our well-being. So yes, there's going to be boundaries to protect that. And it's okay to set those boundaries. We feel so bad about it because we don't want to be labeled as selfish, because selfish means something negative. And but if we're all doing it, number one, then how is that selfish? How is that selfish if we're all doing the same thing? If we change our mindset around taking care of ourselves first, honoring what we need, like what is so wrong with that? We've been convinced that it's wrong to even, you know, to declare our needs, but to even understand what our needs are. Many of us don't even know. I didn't know for a long time. So it's like having that connection with ourselves and understanding what we need and then communicating that. And then we can then understand that how other people, you know, it helps us with our relationships because we understand what it means for other people too, to have that around themselves. So we don't take things personally when they say, hey, that it doesn't feel right for me. Or would you mind if I didn't do this or whatever it is. Like we're so afraid to be out of the ordinary by saying what we need and then perhaps offending somebody. But if we're in practice of doing that a lot and we're all doing it, then it becomes like selfish doesn't even exist anymore, or at least the negativity around it. And, you know, I was thinking about this too, and it's so interesting because how we got here to this behavior of thinking that selfish is something negative. And it's the systems we live in. It's, and this is again why we're having these conversations around perspective and unpacking what we believe and why we believe it. So the systems want us to feel like we're selfish because we are disempowered when we feel bad about ourselves. Right. But when we stand in our power and we put boundaries around our well-being and so that we can thrive and be in our power and be empowered, then that, you know, doesn't work anymore. But if we're, if only a few of us are doing it, it's not going to work. If we all understand the collective result of us taking those actions and making that shift, that's why it's so important for us to do this inner work, healing work, whatever it is, on ourselves in growth, and not just, you know, where this conversation started, except the status quo. So,
right. I want to tag on that, and I want to call something out you said, because you said earlier that a lot of us don't even know what it is that we need to protect, or we're right. told that we shouldn't. So I'd like our listeners to think about something, you know, at any point in time in the last week or two, have they ever said, I wish I fill in the blank. I wish I had done this. Mm-hmm. I wish I didn't do that. I think one of the first steps is we have to identify what it is that we need and that we want and that we value. Mm-hmm. And the metaphor I want to use is, whereas a fence is a hard boundary that doesn't move, maybe we figure out ways to put gates or right. access points or through points in that hard boundary so that we can go inside ourselves and we can say, well, other people have told me it's not okay to do this, but what I really know and feel in my heart and soul is that this is what I need and want. If I right. need a nap at 2:00 in the afternoon, I need to be able to identify it. That's the first thing. I need to be able to communicate it. That's the second mm-hmm. thing. I need to give myself permission to follow through and take action, meaningful action. And then I need to do it and set a pattern. So those are four things. And I'm wondering if you have anything from your experience or your clients that would help. But we have to name it. We have to own it. Mm-hmm. We have to do it.
Yeah.
And then we have to repeat it and communicate it in a way that other people now know this is something that we need. So now right. we're not only adjusting the boundary that someone else set for us, but we were stepping out into freedom for ourselves through that gateway. Anything right. else you want to add to that?
I think one of the things you hit on was communicating, and I want to emphasize that because it is identifying and establishing that within ourselves. And again, we're not saying erupt this big brick wall. It's about like flexibility, because we change, people change, environments change, everything is changing constantly. So there's some fluidity there, but it's about honoring ourselves. So communication around your own boundaries with yourself. So, you know, it's about reminding yourself why you're doing what you're doing. And I like to say things out loud now, because I feel like speaking it out into the universe is like declaring it. Cornelia has reminded me we're speaking it into our DNA when we do that. So I love that. And then communicating to others, that is where this all like gets a little bit messy if we don't communicate what we need. And that's how, if like we're suffering inside, because if we don't say, hey, this doesn't feel good, and then okay, another thing happens, and then we accept that and don't kind of push back, and then another thing, then we start to build resentment. And when we do that, like we do that with other people, we do that with ourselves when we don't honor ourselves and our own boundaries. So there's that inner conflict and inner, you know, resentment of like, and beating ourselves up. And it's just so much easier when we can, whether it's communicating with ourselves or communicating with our loved ones, whoever, to, you know, this is what, you know, this isn't feeling right for me, or this is what I need from you. And that is okay in relationship. I mean, not okay. That is what is needed in order for relationships to thrive and to grow. And it's okay to state that, and for both parties or all parties to state what they need, and everyone to kind of come to an understanding that it might be something different. But again, in that practice of establishing and communicating and navigating those boundaries, we become better at it, and it becomes second nature. So, I mean,
I want to tag in. You just said navigating. Navigating those yes. boundaries becomes second nature. So here's yeah. where the word nerd in me comes in.
Okay.
I pulled up, I checked out what is the origin of boundary, and it's kind of English. It origins from Latin, which is butina, which means a bound limit.
Okay.
But then I looked up the synonyms. The number one synonym for boundary is compass.
Mm.
Right? So what I'm hearing you say is we have to use our internal compass. Now I want to tie it to the Blackfoot Prayer. The very last five lines of the Blackfoot Prayer say, we make our requests with sincerity of heart.
Mm.
When we can connect to our soul, I just gave myself goosebumps yeah. saying that, just to be honest with you. When we can connect to our soul and to our heart, and we can be mm-hmm. clear on what serves us, we create freedom. Then we can create a fence line or a boundary on what helps us get that freedom, and we can identify what takes that freedom away from us. But when we can do it with sincerity of heart, and we can make an honest request of ourselves and of the people around us, and then we can navigate that, as you said, and we can apply it and speak it out loud in our everyday lives, then other people will start to recognize the boundaries that we are setting for ourselves, and we will model that behavior for our kids, for our coworkers, for our peers, for our constituents, and everybody else that we serve.
Right. And I think, I mean, that goes back to the whole point of the conversation around deconstructing selfish and our self-care and our well-being, that it's not something that is bad to take care of ourselves and to honor what everything we need, whether, you know, that is just in relationship to somebody or what we need for ourselves to nurture ourselves, to nourish ourselves, whether that's love or with food or with what we're feeding our minds and all of that. So I just think that if, like you said, if we model that for our kids, if we model that for everybody, it just becomes, that is just what becomes what we do and how we interact with people. And we're not in this like closed off space and, you know, wounded space of all the time of like having to, you know, hear that we hurt somebody because we said, you know, we overstepped or whatever it might be. And so again, back to all of those things around boundaries, like communication and letting people know ahead of time what you need from them. And then, you know, working through that, that is the foundation for any healthy relationship. So I just, yeah.
Can I just give a quick example between how you and I work?
Yeah.
You're 3 hours different than me, East Coast and West Coast. We have different sleeping schedules, eating schedules, whatever. Yesterday, you and I were working. We were working on the Cornelia Stephanie Media app, group app, which we're going to share with people in a little bit. But you literally said to me, hey, by the way, this is all good stuff, but I'm operating at 5%. Yeah. I need water, I need food, and I need to take a break.
Yeah.
And by you articulating that to me in a very clear, non-offensive kind of way, it was like, oh, wow. I mean, I would have just gone on for hours because I was really engaged with this app that we're doing and how we can make it serve all of our constituents and our clients, and we can make it accessible for people. But you said, I'm not there yet. I can't meet you in the same energetic space that you are because I have needs that are not being met. Mm-hmm. Right? It's literally that simple, people. There are needs that I have. So first of all, identify that need. Second of all, communicate it. Third of all, take action. So we literally ended that call about 10 minutes later. And I said, hey, I know your battery's dying, literally in your body, not in your computer. But our working relationship is really incredibly strong because we've given each other permission to name what we need and want. Mm-hmm. We have honored that when the other person has suggested it. And we don't take it personal. We don't, I never said, gosh, Trish doesn't want to work with me right now.
Right.
Right. And even if she did, she doesn't want to work with me right now. That means there's another time, there's an opening, there's a place that we can walk through together that meets each other's needs.
Yeah. And that right there is the example. I just will say, though, it's funny you said that we ended our conversation 10 minutes after because, you know, we can't stop talking.
Right.
Like it wasn't an immediate one. But yeah, that's how our relationship is. And I'm glad you brought that up because there was a time when I wouldn't be able to say, hey, like, I can't, like, I need water, I need food or whatever it is, because it was almost like I didn't want to offend somebody or make them think that, like, I, you know, don't want to talk to them or whatever it might be. There's the people pleaser, but, and we're, you know, my ego worried about what people think at one time. And so it's now coming from a place of, no, I can say that I need this right now. And what happens is there's no me just not saying anything. And then later on, kind of like a little bit of resentment creeps in and then a little bit more and then a little bit more. And that's how we end up like in conflict, in suffering. And like I said, when we are in suffering, all of our relationships suffer. So that is why this conversation is so important. That is why shifting our perspective around putting ourselves, making ourselves a priority is so important. Because we've been so taught to take care of everyone else first everyone right. else. So yeah, it's, I'm just glad we're talking about this. And like I said, there's so many layers to the boundary conversation.
Right. And I think we can extend that out to next week. But, you know, one of the conversations, which we don't have time for today, is not only recognizing what do we need in order to expand ourselves and step mm-hmm. into our own freedom and our own strength and our own sense of who we are and our place in the world, but another layer of it is recognizing the boundaries that other people put on us or that we assume mm-hmm. and we fall into. I remember going home, there was a time where we just want to stay, we have an agreement with my parents. Like we stay in our own Airbnb or hotel or house, and that serves our needs. And that's, my parents are fine with that. But for a while there was like, oh, I feel bad. Like they're going to think I don't want to spend time with them. Mm-hmm. And what the funny thing is that when we can let go of some of that accumulated sourcing from other people, we start to feel free.
Right.
And, you know, I want to come back to Karen and Cornelia, who talked about, you know, Karen's show is about being 50 and free. And she said, I actually feel better at 50 than I did at 30. And I agree.
I agree.
I think we're smarter at 50 and we mm-hmm. have more tools available to us through these podcasts and the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group and Transformation Talk Radio and the app that's coming out. And I think that we have a responsibility to ourselves and the people around us to step into that higher vibration.
Right. I agree 100% with like feeling better, feeling more free, feeling like wiser, just more empowered. And I think that it's evident outwardly when we're inwardly strong within ourselves and understand what it is we need. And we honor that, like, because then we, by honoring ourselves, we honor everyone else. Ultimately, we've been, you know, taught to see it a different way. And now, like, as I've done, like personally have done this work on myself, like it's always ongoing. We always do, you know, I'm always continuously looking and self-reflecting and seeing ways where I can get better. And I, like I said, the boundary conversation or the boundary concept is, it gets better as we practice it more, as we use it more with ourselves, like you said, extending that out to other people and recognizing and not making those assumptions. I have an example too, when I went to visit my family recently and I brought my own coffee, and my coffee in the morning is a ritual for me. And it's not about, oh, I don't like their coffee's not good enough for me, but the thought went through my head. And I, you know, so I stated, this is why I'm doing this, because it's important to me. And I think that it's like modeling that behavior, that it's okay to do something for ourselves and it's not about the other person, and to not take it personally. And like I said, the more we do that, the more common it becomes, the more comfortable it becomes, like the discomfort like goes away, and that just becomes how we operate with each other. And it's not so, you know, out of the ordinary. We don't have to have these conversations around boundaries anymore.
Right. And I think that the more, I mean, it's, I think you and I, we each have had very unique life experiences that have given us a lot of journey and wisdom along the way. And the invitation, I have two invitations to our listening audience and our viewing audience. And one is, get a pen, get a blank piece of paper, literally write yourself a permission note. Dear Diane, I give you permission to think of yourself first. I love you.
I love that.
That's the first thing. And then the second thing is if people are struggling, if they don't know how to take that first step to start establishing, you know, boundaries that protect themselves or changing the boundaries to enable their own freedom, reach out to us, text us, call us, get on our websites, send us an email. Trish and I, we're both coaches, and all of our professionals and all of our media representatives in the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group, we are here to help you get past the blocks. You know, Karen talked about having blocks and now she's keeping the door open so she can move past them. But we have not gotten to where we are by ourselves. We have had coaches, mentors, yeah. healers, spiritual guiders help us remove our blocks and get out of our own way and help us understand what we need. Everybody here, Trish, me, Cornelia Stephanie, Cornelia Stephanie Media Group, we are here to help you help create that foundation for your soulful self.
Yeah. And I think it's so important that you say that, you know, we can't do this without each other, without somebody, you know, it's not on our own. Sometimes we need somebody to help see things in ourselves that we can't see, that we can't, you know, like you're so good at taking what I say and kind of, you know, reframing it in a different way. Here's what I heard you say. And like, there's so many of us that are in our group that, you know, we're a one-stop shop for everyone, as we say, like we have so much overlap in our work, but we're all, yeah, I just think that it's important to know that you don't have to do this alone. Like, to reiterate Karen's point in her show too, like, you don't have to do this alone.
Right. And since people don't have to do it alone, I know you've been doing a lot of back end work to bring this app, mm-hmm. the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group app, forward. Do you want to take a minute and tell people kind of what the concept mm-hmm. is, how they can get to it, and why we feel like this is the next evolution? It's not just a podcast you hear once a week on the radio show.
Yeah.
Do you want to speak about that a little bit? Because it's pretty exciting, and I think we're the only ones doing it.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about, you know, we always say at the end of the show how you can get in contact with us. And this is literally like the easiest access to so many people. It's an like all access hub for the world's best influencers and speakers, authors, coaches, and working on the back end, like watching, you know, there's two parts to this, like watching somebody's dream being realized, but also watching us build this. And, you know, remember when we were just like at this point and like all these milestones were hitting. And so I feel like, you know, we're bringing this to the world for people to have easy access to the work that we do. There's so much impact that we have made and that we continue to make. And that's what we want to do, is like help everyone. So I think like with this app, it's going to be podcasts, it's going to be articles, there's going to be books, events, summits, like so many things. Like it's so exciting. And you know, I'm grateful to be able to talk about that. I was going to give us a little shout out at the end, so we're just about ready to launch it, so it's so exciting.
Well, and I think you know, people can find it on the, just go to Google Play or your Apple Play Store. Yep. Look for Cornelia Stephanie Media Group, right? Cornelia Stephanie Media
KSMG app. We're loading it now. Like it's getting filled up. So it's it's in the works. So, but it's out there.
Right. And so if you want some help setting boundaries, you want some help expanding your freedom, you want some help getting your feet underneath you, this is where you can find us. Trish, they can find you at invibe.ca. They can find me at diamaclay.com. I'm going to give you 30 seconds, last parting words. What do people need to take away about boundaries?
I just think that when, just like I said before, when we are selfish with our well-being and it's okay to be that, then everyone benefits. And that includes boundaries and protecting that well-being that we are establishing for ourselves. So it all, like we always say, it all begins and ends with us, this shift, this collective and cultural shift. So let's do this together.
It does. Let's do it together. It does begin and end with us. Stay tuned for 1 o'clock. Diane Solano, also with the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group, is going to talk about empowered health with medicinal mushrooms. And 1:30, another new Cornelia Stephanie podcast is coming at you. Jenny Cohen, it has her show Dance to Heal and Transformation Through Movement, which I think fits right in with boundaries.
Yes.
This is Diane McClay on the Shift Podcast with Trish Campbell. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to The Shift Podcast, where perspective and our power to change intersect. Slowing down to look at things from a different angle is necessary to affect positive change. You hold the power to transform yourself and your life. It is already inside you, and it's within reach. Clarity comes from awareness. Momentum comes from choice. Healing, growth, and transformation happen on The Shift Podcast, the first and third Fridays at 12:30 p.m. Pacific. For more information, go to invibe.ca or dianemclay.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.